What a strange world. One of many of the president's former private sector lawyers, Michael Cohen, who has already pleaded guilty to lying once before, does so again and again. The false statements have nothing to do with anything that is in any way a crime. Is it that some people just get so used to telling lies that even under oath they can't discern when doing so serves no purpose worthy of a perjury conviction? Over at the White House, a bunch of self-important, half-witted press people believe they have some special right to be inside the executive mansion and that not having a press pass for such is equal to Congress making a law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. The position of the pseudo-elitist White House press corps and most media outlets on the matter is beyond absurd, moronic, and nakedly self-serving. Then you look outside the country where a communist thug, long supported by Democrats, by the way, is running Nicaragua and aided by Cuba and Venezuela, is fomenting chaos and terror throughout the region. This leads to the organization of thousands who are directed to march north to help further destabilize Mexico, the big and rich power of Central and Northern Latin America, and ultimately provoke political crisis in these somewhat United States. And when leaders call it an invasion or simply use strong language to say our laws must be enforced and these pawns stop from crossing our border illegally, Democrats from Beto Pancho O'Rourke to the old guard white hairs in D.C. decry our position of protecting our country as mean-spirited jingoistic nationalism. Add hundreds of other similar things into the list, and the thought comes to mind that it's peculiar that our society's functioning at all. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.